Hey guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails, my all things comedy. I'm so stoked because I got my good friend here today. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, and then suddenly I've seen you like three times in a week.
Yeah, you know why that is?
No.
No, I'm asking. I don't know why.
I don't know. Were you away?
Nope.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Not really.
Anyway, guys, I have my good friend here, a hilarious comedian and host of the number one show on Game Show Network. Plus, you have a Showtime special out people can check out called Neurotic Gangster. It's Ben Gleib.
Hello. The number one show is called Idiot Test. Did I not say that? No.
That's what I meant. Idiot Test. Cool. I would lose the show because
you failed it already.
The show is actually awesome.
Thank you.
I love Idiot Test.
Thank you.
Do you write the questions?
I do. I help write every single brain test.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Dude, you look really good.
Thanks.
Are you still okay? I have so many things. I was talking about you before you got here, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah, I was talking about you to the other girls that were here on the last episode.
Oh, nice.
Because I was saying, since I've known you, I've seen so many phases of Ben. It's true, because I think, like, I've seen you in Ben full-on party, like, Burning Man phase. One night, you came to improv wearing, like, a Yeti jacket.
Yeah, like a fur coat.
Yeah,
basically.
You look like the abominable snowman,
yeah.
Kind of. And back then, I feel like you were always partying all the time. And then now, I don't know, I saw you, maybe 6 months ago, and you were, like, full-on vegan, like, sober. You're not still doing that, right?
No.
Are you sober?
No.
Okay. I should have brought alcohol in here today.
You should have.
You're sitting up really straight.
Or at least weed or something, am I?
Yeah, you have the best posture.
No, I have horrible posture
in
life. Typically, right now I do, but I'm 6'1", and people think I'm like 5'9", or something.
You're 6'1"?
See my point?
Oh, I would never know that.
Yeah, I stand like a fucking idiot.
No, you stand.
I like to look people in the eye, and I'm so tall I can't do it if I have good posture, so I just bring myself down.
You lower yourself?
I lower myself. I reduce myself.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that.
I make myself less than for the general public.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
How tall are you? I'm going to guess.
Guess.
5'2". I'm kidding. 5'6".
See how insulted I was? No, I'm 5'5".
See?
So you were close.
Yeah, of course.
Technically, actually, I'm 5'4¾".
Are you really?
Isn't it funny? Only girls know like the quarter inches. No guy knows.
Every girl should be allowed to add 4 inches because in every photo they just are standing on their tiptoes.
No, what are you talking about?
Every photo, a girl has 1 foot at least tiptoed, as they should. It looks better.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really? You're not aware of this?
I never stand up on my tiptoes, but I always kind of like pop a hip out to make it
to make my waist look smaller.
That
1 foot go up.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you taller. It just makes your waist look smaller.
Doesn't make you taller?
Did I ever tell you I took a workshop?
I guess 1 foot's still on the ground, so it wouldn't make you taller. It makes you a little bit oblong, a little off center, a little askew.
A little off center.
View askew universe.
Yeah, it goes with my personality, off center and askew. Did I ever tell you I took a photo posing workshop? No joke.
Did you really?
I swear to God.
I'm not at all shocked by that. A lot of people saying that I'd be shocked. You, I'm not shocked by
really?
That.
Really? I had to.
According to who?
Okay, so this was in like 06. I shot a poster for Miller Lite, the beer company. And at the time...
As opposed to Miller Lite, the pharmaceutical company.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my whole job was to go to like fan meet and greets and sign posters. I was like contracted with them.
Sure.
And so the marketing director made me and the other girls go through a workshop on how to pose for photos with people to make yourself look the best.
What did you learn?
I actually learned.
Please share with
me. I actually learned. Okay, so here's what I learned. For girls, like, you want to have your shoulders to the camera, but then turn your hips slightly. That makes your waist look smaller. And yeah, if you pop the one toe, then it makes that leg look thinner in the front, and then it gives you like a good hip curve. So they basically taught us how to, and they said to put one arm kind of behind you. So you put like this arm that's on, you put the arm on the side where you pop the toe behind you to make your arm look thinner.
So basically look your both shoulders towards the camera,
shift
your weight a little bit to one side,
shift
the hip up, pop one toe, put one hand behind your back, but then just act natural.
Then act natural.
Once you're contorted into 12 different ways.
That's it.
Rice three ways.
You're welcome, everyone.
That's so great. It's a great tip.
Thanks. I think so.
Especially, I like to picture the people listening to this just on audio that are just trying to follow that through your audio instructions.
All you have to do is go through every photo on my Instagram of me with any person. Oh, you know another trick? When you take a photo with someone, you can hide like half of your body behind their body to look smaller.
Yeah, or you can just not even do the photo. And then you really look tiny. You look infinitesimal.
You take great photos.
Is that true?
Yeah, you have like a good smolder.
Ooh,
you're really
thank
cute.
You. Thank you very much.
I think out of like the hot comic guys, you're in the top five.
Ooh, I'll take that.
No one's ever told you this?
No, I mean, I don't know if they've have or haven't told me that, but I'll take it on a broadcast.
It's true.
Who are the top five for you?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to get
it's
into that.
It's a solid question.
I mean, here's the thing. There are some I think are hot because they're so funny it turns me on, and then there are some that I think are, like, hot looking. Like, you're hot. I think Theo's really hot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to name all the rest. I'm not going to name the other ones.
Theo and
that's
I.
That's it. You and Theo. You're
Theo
the winner.
Theo and I started. We've known each other the longest. We took a comedy class together, Judy Carter's Comedy Workshop.
I took that.
Really?
Yeah.
We took it in like, I think literally the year was 2001 or 2002.
No way.
Like 15 years ago or something. And yeah, at the time, his name was Theo von Kernatowski and mine was Ben Gleiberman. And I have a flyer somewhere that has those names on it.
Shut
live
up.
At the Improv.
You should find that. That's amazing.
I know.
I didn't know that you shortened your name.
Oh, yeah.
What's your story, Ben? You grew up here, right?
I did.
Where did you go to school?
High school?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills High School.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? That's a public school, right?
It is.
Because it's interesting. I met a girl once who said she went to Beverly Hills High when I first moved here. And I was like, oh, wow. So you must have grown up with like just tons of like loaded celebrity kids and stuff. And she was like, no, that's the public school. Like that's where the poor Beverly Hills people go.
Right.
That's what she said.
It's kind of true.
Really?
I mean, it's kind of true and not true. You don't have to be rich to go there. And I was not rich. I lived in South Central Beverly Hills.
Is that a real thing?
Well, just kind of, because geographically that's where I lived in Beverly Hills, and that is where, in South Beverly Hills, is where the like regular houses are, just like regular middle class houses.
South Central Beverly Hills. I kind of lived there.
Did you?
Beverlywood. Do you know Beverlywood?
Yeah, that's like, maybe a little bit more like, that's pretty much South Central, yeah. Maybe it's almost a little bit south.
That's hilarious.
West, but yeah, so it was a lot of like regular income people for sure, but mixed amongst a lot of really rich people. So like every other car in the parking lot would be Range Rovers and Mercedes, but then every other car would be just like shitty cars. And then there were lots of poor people, but also like Rod Stewart's son went to our school, and like Angelina Jolie and Alicia Silverstone. No, Alicia Silverstone didn't. Sorry, that was the movie Clueless. I'm confusing that with real life. And like Lenny Kravitz and all these people, and like. And like on my, like Jermaine Jackson Jr. was on the football team with me, and like
no way,
yeah. And like one day I'm like walking out after school, and I see snakeskin boots sticking out of the window of a Range Rover waiting to pick up his kid, and it's Rod Stewart. Like you
it's
know,
so weird.
So it was a weird mix, but so it was weird seeing both sides of it. Really,
it would be so weird. I think growing up here, just because now I've been here 10 years, 11 years, so like now. You get used to seeing like Rod Stewart. You get used to seeing people like that around.
I hit on Rachel Hunter, his ex-wife, at an event and got her number, and then we like never made plans, but I was into it.
When was that? How old were you?
A few years ago. This is like 4 years ago.
No way.
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Wait, when you were young, did you ever hook up? I mean, when you were a young kid, were you like a player? Like, did you get lots of girls growing up here?
Oh, no. As a kid, no.
Really?
I didn't get girls at all.
When did you lose
school,
your virginity?
Oh, so late.
How late?
So late. I was 30. I'm kidding. but not
I was
that.
Like, what?
But not that far from. I was, depending really like how you count sex or not.
What do you mean how you count
it? It was either 21 or 23.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean? Like, are you saying?
I think you know.
Blowjob?
No. That
anal?
Was way before. No.
What?
I'm saying like, does just the tip count or not?
This is a discussion that I've had many times on here because I say it doesn't count.
Yeah, then, I mean, I'll even go a little more than just a tip. What about a little bit more than just a tip?
Okay, no, I think it doesn't count, but people say
does
it
count?
Does. Like, cause I
what
always,
percentage of penis in there do you need to count?
I say that if you don't get a full pump in and out, it's not sex.
Then it was 23.
Okay. See, he agrees with me. Everyone says
I didn't say I agreed. I'm just saying on your definition.
What do you count? Do you think it counts? If you get
just
the
tip? It's hard to say. I would like to, for my own ego, say it counts, and it was 21. But it's hard to say. I mean, I think it maybe counts, and it just counts as really, really bad sex.
Wait, but here's what I want to know. So at 21, there was a girl that let you put the tip in.
Yeah.
And then, but then there wasn't full-on sex where you got in a full pump till 23.
Right.
What happened to the girl that let you put the tip in?
She's dead now.
No, like, how come you never got to go back and put in more?
It's a very elaborate, strange story, really, but basically...
That's perfect.
Basically, it was a girl that I was, like, really... like into for many years in college. I was like in love with her from like the first minute of college.
Aww.
It was really sweet, but like I didn't really take into account that like you also need to be like really attracted to somebody, and like I kind of was, kind of wasn't.
Mm.
And I think it was mutual both ways, and so we like ended up like after years of her not being at all interested, like finally she like relented and was like kind of down to at least like try. We were both virgins and we wanted to like try to lose it together, but through a series of very stupid mistakes, I made the night not conducive to sexy time.
Oh, like you guys got drunk or?
Yeah, not just that though. I mean, I made some of the worst series of errors you could make when
like
you're about
what?
To have sex with somebody. Like, okay, I'm very close to my parents. So I literally was on the phone with my mom one day before spring break started. We were going to do it. And I was like, hey, guess what? Sarah and I are going to... lose our virginity together.
You did
during
not.
Spring break. She's like, I'm so proud of you, Benny. Let me make a hotel reservation for you. And she calls me with hotel options. My mom makes the reservations under her credit card. She borrowed a card. I got checking and explaining at the front desk. I was like way over. Yeah, it's already ridiculous.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was a series of unfortunate events. You can call me Lemony Snicket.
That's not unfortunate. That's amazing that your mom was like supportive of this and got you a room.
Yeah. It was supportive. She probably was like, enough already. Let's get it done. And so so then I go and I get this like ocean view room in Santa Monica. And I like way over romanced the moment. I like brought literally a boombox. I had a boombox.
No.
Brought a boombox.
Oh my God.
Brought a stack of 30 CDs. I don't know how long I thought I was going to be fucking my first time, but literally brought 30 full albums.
CDs?
Yeah, CDs.
Not cassettes?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't like that.
All right.
I was a little bit cool, you know what I mean? And then I brought a cooler with like fruit and like whipped cream and like, I didn't know what I was thinking was going to go down on my
Look at
first
Aaron's
time.
Face.
Snacks for after drinks.
How did you carry all this up to the room?
Oh, she helped. And, you know, I think we might have made 2 trips to the car. It was very elaborate.
Oh, my God.
And we went there, and it was just like a nightmare in every respect. Like, just did not go well at all. Like, we both, so there was like no foreplay. We weren't even like kissed for like a second. And then we were like trying, and she's real nervous. She lies back in the bed, and she's literally shaking. I ordered more fruit from room service as well. They brought more fruit.
Why so much fruit?
I thought maybe some strawberries would be nice. And then
you guys couldn't even drink, or you could. You
no,
were 21.
I think we drank. I think we had some champagne as well. And then. She's like, but we didn't drink enough to like get loose. That would have been a smart move to get drunk.
Yeah.
That would have been a smart move. But instead, we were like both really sober and really nervous. And she lies back in the bed and she's literally shaking. So I'm trying to get on top of a
girl. Do you remember
what
music you put on?
I think it really might have been, I think it might have been Shy, like the Shy album.
I don't even know what that is.
And if I ever fall in love again. I will be sure that the lady is a friend, and if
I got it now.
You got the idea,
I know
so
it
I'll
now.
Stop singing. Wow. And so, like really romantic, like really stupid. And I get on top of a woman who's shaking like she's like in prison. She was like, so like that's not hot.
Shit.
And so I'm trying to like get turned on in a very unsexy situation.
Yeah.
And like I don't know like if she, I don't know. It was just hard to get in there, and it was not hard enough on my end to get in there.
Oh God.
And then literally, so after trying for a little bit, I get up and I go around the corner. There's like a makeup mirror there, And I literally am like berating myself in the mirror, but she can hear it. I'm not in the bathroom. She's like around the corner. And I'm like, right now you come through for yourself. You need this. This is the moment you've been waiting for your whole life. Don't be a fucking pussy. You need this right now. You fucking step up, bro. And I'm like, as I'm jerking off, trying to make it hard, like angrily berating myself.
Oh my God.
She hears it all. I come back around the corner. Her look on her face is worse, obviously. And
she could hear you.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was like kind of whispering, but obviously, and I had a condom on, so that like squeezed any like blood out of the situation as well for a young boy trying to find his way. And then, so then we like give up on that for a minute, and then I'm like, what if we get porn on Spectrovision? That was still a thing, right?
Oh my God! Hey. You charged it to your mom's car. Charged it to the room.
I think I did. And so, no, I think I put my own card for incidentals when I showed up.
Oh, okay.
And then, so I rent one, and it's like $19. And a minute in, she's like, "I don't like this one. I don't like the vibe of this one. We gotta get another one." So I'm like, "Fuck!" Now I'm $40 deep in porn.
Oh my God!
And so in the morning, of course, I had to go get that charge off in a very uncomfortable way. So we tried. So then she starts to give me a blowjob on top of a condom.
Oh.
Which was the most insane thing ever.
Yeah.
It didn't feel at all good. Couldn't have felt good to her or been hot
definitely
to her.
Definitely doesn't taste good.
Tastes horrible.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it smells like a tire factory in this place. And literally all I'm hearing is...
Oh, God.
I mean, it was a nightmare.
Oh.
And so then it just didn't work. And so then instead of like enjoying the night in the hotel and just we were in beachfront, we could have like relaxed, laughed a little bit. She literally says to me, "I want to go home." And it's like midnight or something, 1 a.m. And her car's parked outside my parents' house in South Central Beverly Hills.
Oh, no.
So I have to drive her back from the beach all the way back home. She gets her car and drives off.
So then your parents know it didn't go down.
Yeah. So I go into the house to get some stuff, and my parents immediately wake up. "Hello, who is it? Who's there?" I think the house being robbed.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, "Hey, guys, it's me." They're like, "How did it go?" My dad's like, "How did it go?" My mom's like, "How did it go, Benny?" And I'm like, "Guys, I don't want to talk about it right now. It didn't go that great. I just dropped Jill off, but I'm going to go back to the hotel and enjoy the hotel the rest of the night." And my mom goes, "I'm so proud of you, Benny. Good for you."
Oh, my God.
And I went back to the hotel and, like, watched TV all night and I think finished the porn film and had a great time.
I can't believe that you told your parents you were going to have sex.
It was a mistake, a series of mistakes. And then in the morning, I to make myself seem even more like a romantic, all that romance got beaten out of me, don't worry. But I was in the hot tub in the morning and I wrote a poem about the whole situation.
Oh, my God.
And while in the hot tub, I'm writing a poem, and the hot tub was like this busted hot tub, and the jets were like not very strong. I remember like the last line of the poem was something like, "And the irony that the jets were not quite as penetrating as I hoped they would be."
So you didn't even come.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I still haven't come. No, okay.
That, I mean, that is, that is the saddest story of lost virginity. I thought
but
mine,
great posture, though, right?
Great posture.
Thank you.
I thought mine was the worst.
What's
I think
yours? People heard this already.
Because I argue that I lost my virginity to my husband. But truthfully, I had a night kind of like that.
I always forget that you were married before.
Yeah, yeah. But I had a night kind of like that before him where the guy basically, I mean, it wasn't like what happened with you. I wanted to do it. It was a guy who was like my boyfriend in high school. We dated, whatever, for like a year. And then it was like prom night. I wanted to do it. And he went to do it, but like he put on a condom and then he like literally barely got even like the tip in and came.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there was no sex. Like he didn't get the whole thing in. So I say it doesn't count, but people say it counts. Aaron says it doesn't count too. Thank you.
I don't think that counts.
I don't think that counts either.
What if I tried repeatedly and didn't come? Is that different?
I mean, your situation, I don't know.
Like,
but
do you count or not? Some people probably go their whole lives. That's the only kind of sex they ever have.
You didn't even really get hard, though.
No, it wasn't very hard. It was a little bit hard. It wasn't like not hard at all, but it was a little bit hard.
I don't think it counts if you weren't even hard enough to get it in.
But that's a little bit where the joke from my Showtime special, Neurotic Gangster, available right now on streaming and on demand app, the Showtime Anytime app. Comes from where I'm like, I've never used Viagra, ladies, not once. I just fuck with a soft dick. You get it in there eventually.
It's a great joke.
You kind of smash it in there.
I hate.
You apologize.
I hate condoms.
They're not great.
I know.
I use them religiously.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Are you like a always use a condom
always,
guy?
Always.
What about your, now you have a serious girlfriend.
Always use them.
Still?
Yeah.
I would get so mad. I hate when guys wear condoms with me if we're like hooking up often.
Do you use them religiously if you're not in a relationship or not?
Yeah, like if it's a guy that I know is having sex with lots of people, then yes.
But if it's like five or less, then no.
Here's my thing. If it's someone if I know what I'm doing and I say to the guy, like there was a guy recently that I was hooking up with often enough to where I was like, hey, look, I will use a condom if I'm with someone else and you do the same. But how about when we're together, we just don't? Because to me, it like kills the mood.
Yeah, it's fucking bananas what you're saying. It's fucking bananas. It should just not kill the mood. It takes 10 seconds to get it on.
But here's why I don't like
and
it.
You don't even need to like acknowledge it. But I just reach into a drawer, put it on.
I know, but you know why I don't like it? Because I like to like fuck a little, then do other stuff, then fuck a
new
little.
New condom.
I know, but it's so much better without it.
You go through 2, 3, 4 condoms.
But isn't it better without it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I hate it.
It's also better to skydive without being attached to a tandem guy, but you don't fucking do it for safety reasons.
So you wear it always, even with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is that because of pregnancy?
Yeah.
Well, you just pull out.
No, this does not affect it.
Pulling out is more effective.
No.
I read it.
No.
All right, but here's my question. Do you?
What book was this?
I Googled it. When I want someone to do what I want, I Google statistics that fit my liking, and then I show them. And
of
I
course.
Found an article. I found an article in like a medical journal that says pulling out is more effective than condoms. Condoms is like 96% and pulling out is like 98%.
No, I don't know about that. Pre-cum is, there's no way your engineer is shaking his head.
I don't know, but here's my question.
Pre-cum can get people pregnant, and even when condoms break, I mean, if condoms break and I freak out, and you got to go morning after pill, it's a whole situation.
I guess you're right.
I mean, that's insane what you're saying. Plus, disease is a risk if you're having sex with multiple people.
What if you have sex in a hot tub? Recently, I had sex in a hot tub, and I decided that the hot tub killed all the sperm.
Not if he finishes inside of you.
He didn't.
Where did he finish?
In the hot tub.
In the hot tub? Where is this hot tub so we can never use it again?
It's a private hot tub.
Exactly.
All right, here's the question.
I'm glad it wasn't a Holiday Inn Express. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a private hot tub.
So he finished in the hot tub and you just kept swimming in the hot tub because you felt like it was fine? I actually do think chlorine kills it, but I don't know if that's true.
For sure, and the temperature.
And if it's not in you.
Yeah.
But if somebody finished inside of you in a hot tub, wouldn't matter if you're in a hot tub.
No, I don't think you should let someone finish inside you without a condom if you don't want to get pregnant. But
right.
I think...
But then what if someone comes quick and you don't know? What if they come a little bit and you don't know? What if they're drunk and they didn't realize they came a little bit? Like, too many risks there.
You have a point.
Your life just changes too drastically if it gets fucked up.
No, you're right. Okay, but here's my question. When you wear the condom, do you finish inside your girl?
This is so detailed of a question.
The reason I'm asking is because recently I was hooking up with a guy who would wear a condom and pull out. And I took it
as I was
offended.
That's a little much.
I was like, you're so paranoid about.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
That's
I was
crazy.
Like, maybe this is a new thing guys were doing.
No, that's a little much.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't use condoms for everything else.
Well, yeah, of course not. Not for blowjobs.
Right. I mean, look, come
That's
on. This
weird.
Is, this is 2017.
All right.
I don't know what the year has to do with it, but it's a thing people say. Other people say that. Can you believe we still are fighting and have wars? It's 2017. What does that number mean to anybody?
I feel exactly the same, but I also feel that way about like a lot of the natural disasters and stuff that people freak out about. Like, I know these hurricanes are like the biggest ever.
Yeah.
But then every year there's a bigger hurricane.
Yeah.
And then every year everyone acts like it's the first time there's been a bigger hurricane or like wildfires or mudslides.
The planet is being destroyed.
Yeah, basically.
And the president thinks it's a hoax based from China.
It's all a hoax.
Because he's out of his fucking mind.
It's all a hoax. All right. I got a bunch of questions for you. So I had my listeners send in questions.
For me?
Well, just in general.
General questions.
For guys.
Oh, great.
These are for you to answer. Okay.
Good.
This is the first one. Do you think that girls take things more personally than guys?
100%.
You do?
Oh, my God.
I kind of do,
too. I can't
believe
that's even a question.
Why?
That's just a fact of nature.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, if your girl texts you and you don't answer, she probably gets pissed.
My girl's really chill.
Really?
Really, really
She
chill.
Doesn't care?
No.
That's amazing.
She's really chill.
But guys never take that personally. Would you take it personally if you text a girl and she didn't text you back?
Oh, yeah.
You
that
would?
I would take personally, yeah.
Oh, all right. All right.
I just think girls would take it more personally.
Girls take it like a personal. I take it like
girls
a slap
freak out
in the
if it's
face.
5 minutes.
Not like, 5 minutes.
Girls freak out if it's like 10 minutes. I'll freak out if it's more than, not freak out, but I'll get like annoyed if it's more than like an hour.
Really? I don't get annoyed in 10 minutes. I get annoyed if it's more than 2 hours. I say
what if it's your boyfriend or someone you're dating a lot?
I don't know what it's like to have a boyfriend.
You just jump right to marriage.
No, I mean,
two hours. I mean, who knows what they're doing? They could be in a movie or some shit, but
yeah, if they're on a set, yeah. I mean, if you're doing your job,
on a set, you're working for 3 minutes, then you're on your phone the entire fucking time.
That's how I feel. That is exactly how I feel. I was dating an actor who would be like, "Oh, when I'm on set, I can't be on my phone. I never bring my phone."
I'm a method texter.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? When I'm on a set, all I do is sit on my phone all day. Yeah. That's it. But your show is different because there's at least an hour you can't be on your phone or 2 hours.
Oh, my show, I can't be on my phone really at all day. I mean, I can only look at it like between every couple episodes for like 2 minutes. But I'm shooting 5 episodes a day. I'm executive producer, head writer, and host. And like, there's a lot going on.
Damn, Ben.
Yeah.
Money bags over here.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. By the way, not talking money bags to you, but you have my favorite pool of anyone.
Thank you.
And I've been to dope pools.
Thank you
very much. You know what I love about your backyard?
Do tell.
It's not just the pool. He has like, what is the room? It's like a meditation room.
It's like a Moroccan speakeasy / ashram.
It's a shed. Okay, let's explain what it is.
It might be structurally a shed.
It's like a shed, but you go into it, and I really do feel like I've walked into some kind of like Middle Eastern meditation. I mean, I immediately feel calm. Mm-hmm. I feel zen. There's incense going. It's hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sauna? It's like a sauna almost.
Just during the summer in the valley.
Is that all?
Hot.
Okay, that's the only
reason.
But like,
at my birthday party recently, late at night, like 3 or 4 in the morning, I walked in and Benji Aflalo was in there and just like staring at the candles.
That's what it makes you do. You go in there and you're like,
he was like, this is the most relaxing place I've ever been in my life.
It is. I would live in it. I would live in the shed. If you ever want to just rent that, well, I'm not going to call it a shed, the Moroccan speakeasy.
Brad Williams said he wishes he could live there because he feels like normal sized.
It's
kind of a short ceiling.
It is. You have to duck to get in the door. It's like a hobbit home. Mm-hmm. It really is. Okay, here's one.
I'm glad you like that. Thank you for that.
It's my favorite. And like, I go to a lot of fun pools, but yours is and you have the best parties of anyone I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate all this.
It's true.
I should do your podcast more often.
I know. It's good for your ego.
It's great.
All right. Do you have any weird fetish?
I give a whole tour of my house, by the way, on there's a YouTube video. And
really?
Dish Network. I give a half hour tour of my house.
Your house is sick. You have a karaoke room.
Yeah, it was a movie theater.
Okay.
But I turned into a dance club, dance floor / karaoke room.
It's amazing.
On certain days.
Yeah.
But it has a piano in there too. It's kind of fun.
And then at your birthday party, was it your birthday party where you had the photo booth guy come and all the weird props? You just do the funnest shit.
Thanks. I also had a Mexican hot dog cart and Mexican fruit truck. At that birthday party.
Yeah, the Mexican fruit truck. I brought a date to that party.
You did?
Yeah, I brought a date to that party. I will never bring a date to a party again. Your birthday party taught me to never bring dates around comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was first of all, my date was super hot. He was like an ex-NFL football player and a good guy. And every time I took my eyes off him for 2 seconds, there would be some girl hitting
on him. Was he an announcer?
Him. No.
Oh.
No.
There was some famous announcer at my party. No one knows where he came from.
An announcer?
Yeah, like a famous sports announcer.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
No, this guy was like a player.
Okay.
But
Does he also crush a lot?
You're so gay. I love you. So anyway, but like at least 5 people came up to us and asked us questions like, this is so awkward. Like, oh, so are you guys like a couple? Are you guys together? How many dates have you been on? Have you guys had sex yet? Mm-hmm. People were just asking. And I was so embarrassed. And then every time I turned around, someone was hitting on him. And I think he was even getting annoyed. Like after a little while, he was like, so you want to get out of here? And I was like, you can go. I let him leave without me.
Smart. Party was that good, huh?
Your party was more fun than my date.
I'll say that.
Do you have any weird fetishes?
Yeah, probably.
Like what?
And that wasn't what the question was. You misphrased the question. Next.
What are your weird fetishes? Come on. Have you ever dated anyone that has a super weird fetish that freaked you out?
That freaked me out.
Like I was talking last night with Harlan Williams. We were at the Comedy Store.
I love Harlan.
I love Harlan too. And we were talking about feet because I was saying that I get hit up more for like weird feet stuff in my DMs. Like anytime I post a photo with my feet, I'll get messages from guys asking like if they can buy my socks. One guy offered
buy
me
a guy offered me
$5,000 to suck on my toes.
What? Somebody said yes to that.
I didn't. I don't have
$5,000.
I have weird feet. I don't even understand why people like them. I'm wearing shoes right now, but they're just like not sexy feet. They're like, I play tennis. I have like feet.
I don't know. Women's feet can be hot, but I don't want to buy anybody's socks.
No, it's disgusting.
Have I ever had someone with a weird fetish
or ask you for something weird?
Well, I did have somebody ask me for something weird once.
What?
But I just can't say it.
Why not?
I can't say it. It's too ridiculous.
Come on. Tell it. It'll be hilarious.
I did.
Tell it. Just tell it. Don't say who.
I did have a girl one time ask me if I could cum in her yogurt.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Was it in the morning? Was it breakfast time?
Yeah,
it was breakfast time. She was eating yogurt.
Yeah.
And she asked you to cum in it.
Yeah.
Did she explain it anymore? Did she want the nourishment or was it?
I think so. Maybe like a higher protein yogurt.
There's not a lot of protein in cum.
There's
it's
some.
It's mostly sugar.
There's some.
Maybe she wanted sweetener.
Sweet yogurt. It was unsweetened yogurt. I planned that intentionally.
Did you do it?
Next question.
You totally did it.
Next question. Let me just say it's a small target. Next question.
Oh, it wasn't like a big canister of Greek yogurt?
It was not a huge, no, it wasn't like a hummus-sized container. It was just a regular little yogurt.
I really like that. All right.
I'm not saying I did it. I'm just saying the small container. Small
I'm
target.
Sure you tried.
You don't know that.
And then, why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
If I asked a guy to come in my yogurt, he probably would. I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to ask the next guy.
Then you have to eat the yogurt.
Well, yeah.
All right, good.
The next guy that lets me sleep over, which never happens, I'm gonna ask him.
You should put that as like a little ad before the night's over. Be like, just so you know,
if you let me
sleep over, I will have you come in your yogurt for me. I'll try that little freebie I'm going to throw in there.
I'm going to try that. All right. What are your top deal breakers with women? Like, is there anything a girl could do? Let's say that, like, there's a smoking hot girl you've been wanting to go out with. You finally get out with her. What would be a deal breaker that make you be like, I'm never going out with this chick again?
Racism.
Oh, that's a good
Even
one.
Though one time I did, there was a girl that was so hot after one of my shows, and she said something racist, and I still really wanted to hook up with her. So I did the only thing that was responsible. I had a very long talk to convince her how stupid her racism was, got her to admit that white people could be as stupid as black people, and then I hooked up with her.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, it was great. We ended up like making out in the ocean. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that's something I wanted to ask you. Like, I'm sure, I mean, when you go on the road, guy comics have it so much easier. Like, how often do you get hit on after a set?
A lot. I mean, much more so when I was single. For some reason, I feel like I'm just not putting out the same energy out there.
Really?
Or maybe I was much more actively looking for it. But, like, normally, a shitload. Lately, not a lot.
You think it's because you're not... It's got to be the energy you're putting out.
Yeah, I'm just not, like, looking for it.
That's
I'm not
so
putting
weird,
out that
though.
Energy at all.
Because usually when I'm not putting that energy out, like, if I'm dating someone,
right.
that's when I get hit
it's
on the
more.
Most.
No, you would think that. It's really not. It's, like, it's dropped down significantly.
Have you ever had someone... Like, what's the weirdest... Have you ever had a really weird hookup on the road?
Yes.
Tell me, like, the weirdest one ever.
Oh, I can't.
Why not?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, all right. How about the worst date you've ever had?
I had a really bad date in college where there was a girl that I had a crush on for a couple of years, really sexy sorority girl, and took her out, and literally over the course of like a 4-hour date, I just kept asking her questions. She didn't ask me one fucking question the whole night.
Ugh.
And after literally 3.5 hours, I said to her, like, at the very end of like a dinner, which was the second thing we did, I was like, so is there anything you want to ask me? And she looks at me and she goes, I can't think of anything.
Are you serious?
Like, not one
not
thing?
Not one thing?
How many siblings do you have? Are you close to your family? Where are you from? What do you do? What do you like? Not a fucking question. So I wrote an article for the school paper, it's in college, about that and about how girls could be so vacuous that you can't think of one thing to ask. And I'd found sort of like a lot, like not, I don't think it's in general about girls, but at that time or college girls, whatever it was, a lot of them were just kind of vacuous like that. I weren't interested at all in other people.
Really?
And so I wrote that article, and it made a lot of the hot girls in the school want to then date me because they wanted to prove that they weren't like that.
That's brilliant.
And so I got a date, and that wasn't even my goal. I never thought that happened. They'd all be pissed. And I got a date with this other really hot girl from school, and it led to another really bad date. We went out, the conversation was fine. She asked questions, but like, this maybe a little bit was my fault. I was just like, thought she was so pretty. I just kept like agreeing with whatever she would say. Like, she was like, this is what I think about this. And I'm like, yeah, no, I think that too. And she's like, you know, you can disagree with me, right? And I'm like, yeah, I agreed at that particular point. And then we were so bored by the end of the day, we got in my car and actually took a photo in my car of how bored we both were. Like, let's take a photo of how we feel on this date right now. And we did a selfie. And it was literally both of us just like passed out asleep. And then we get back to my apartment. I was living with six of my fraternity brothers, and she came in to use the restroom or something. And then we were about to start playing game night, and she's like, can I stay and join? And we had this horrible day, and she stayed for four more fucking hours and hung out with my friends.
Remember? What?
I'm like, what is happening? Can this end, please?
Why do you think she wanted to stay?
She wanted my dick, probably, but you know what I mean?
Come on, you really think that's it?
No, I don't. I really don't know.
Did you guys end up hooking up?
No, we kissed. We never hooked up. We didn't even, I don't even think we kissed, actually, now that I think about it. I don't think we kissed. I mean, it was a shitty date.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're one of people that say interesting, huh, instead of interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting. So. Like there's no T in that word, according to Kate Quigley.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I don't fucking know. You're just making me think about all the bad dates I've been on. Have you been on, what about like...
You should do a podcast called Date Fails.
You know, that's a good idea. Lately, I haven't been dating much. I think I'm going to take a break. I think I'm literally at a point where I'm so beat up. I feel beat up. I love assholes. So, I mean, I say it as a joke on stage, but it's the truth. I fucking love assholes. I can't stop.
I don't get that. I don't know how, like, talk about deal breakers. How could you ever deal with somebody who is...
This is the problem.
...mean to you?
This is the problem. Because I love guys that... I see some little red flags, but then they're real sweet. Because my thing is, I love guys that have like a dark side, but then I also like guys that are sweet. So a lot of times, guys that are assholes who are a little sweet are good at putting on like the real sweet front at the beginning. And then the minute you get sucked in and
they realize...
I feel
like you know in your core if somebody's an
asshole. I know, but I'm trying to change it. I don't know how to change. I'm trying to figure out how to change what I like.
I think you have to also just like set more boundaries for yourself. Like... You told me a story the other day. I won't share the details, but you were like, and this happened, and then so I just let the guy have sex with me because I felt like I should. Like,
Wait. Tell, what story did I tell you? I don't care.
Implant story? Implant sex?
I never told that story on here. I should tell that story.
Tell it.
I forgot about that. I was talking to you about how I said when guys are really horny, they'll fuck in like any situation, right? So when I got my boobs done... Well, that guy was an ex, so it wasn't like a guy I'd never had sex with before.
Even weirder,
really. Did I tell you that?
No, but it's even worse.
Okay, well, that guy was an ex-boyfriend, so when I got my boobs done, I had broken up with that guy a couple months before, but we were still kind of friendly. And after surgery, you know, because you just had surgery, mm-hmm. you need someone to take care of you. I couldn't even shower myself. So I asked my ex if he would come over and help me. And he came for a couple of days and he stayed with me. But like, so I needed like a sink bath. I couldn't take a shower. I had a blood bag hanging out of my armpit. Like that's what they give you. So this blood bag is like filling up with pus and blood. And I have a bandage over my boobs. And this guy is basically giving me like a sink bath. And I'm gross. I haven't showered in days. And he's giving me a sink bath. And he was like, is it weird that this is turning me on? And I was like, yes, I'm disgusting right now. There's a blood bag hanging out of my armpit. And he was like, I really want to fuck you. And then I let him.
And you said, because you felt like you had to. He was helping me. It was
clean.
No, you didn't have to.
I know, but
you'd have been like, no, that's fucking ridiculous.
How do you say no?
You're under doctor's orders to not have sex because you could have pulled something or burst a blood vessel.
That's true.
How do you say no? If you can't say no during doctor's orders at risk of bursting blood vessels and undoing expensive, dangerous surgery, when are you going to be saying no? Where do you set those boundaries down?
I do.
Where's the line?
But here's the thing. I do say no all the time to guys. Like, my number is still really low. Do you know how low my number is? Did I tell you that?
No.
My number, I counted the other day. I can only remember 18, but I'm sure I'm forgetting a few. So it's probably like 21, 22, I don't know, something like that. It's so low.
It's honestly less than 30?
Yeah, I swear to God.
That's very low.
Well, because I've only been single 5 years, so that's only like, you know, 5 a year. That's kind of high, I guess, 5 a year.
Yeah, it's all right.
For a girl, I don't know. But I mean, my number's low, so I say no a lot.
I feel like, you know, for a girl, even though I do, sometimes I'm a man, and so my brain defaults to those kind of thinking. At the same time, I also think men are having sex with somebody. So it's got to be as many women having sex as men having sex.
Well, I have to like you.
That's not true mathematically. I guess there could be just one really slutty girl having sex with like tons of guys.
That's true.
So maybe the math is off, but still, it should be equal both ways.
My number is low, but the funny thing about the number is it jumps quickly. So, like, I mean, like, when I'm really into someone, even if we're not together, you're supposed to keep a rotation, right? I don't, because I'm busy and it's a lot of work. So if I like someone, I kind of just stop seeing other people by mistake often. But then what happens is when that guy ends it or I end it, whenever it stops and I realize I have to get over him right away, the first thing I do is like build up a quick little rotation. So I have a lot of distractions. So what happens is my number will go from 3 to 7 in a week and then I'll stay at 7 for 6 more months because like number
it's
7.
Like slot machine
I like.
Action.
Kind of. It happens. There was a time when I went through a phase of like, there was one weekend where I hooked up with 3 guys in one weekend and my friends were like, Kate, we got to talk about this. But I think I'm a sex addict. Do you think you're addicted to sex?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I am. You are? You think you are?
I really do.
How often are you having sex?
It's not about that. It's about how often I get off.
Oh, we're counting that?
Yeah.
Can I rephrase my answer?
Yeah. I mean, like, I could... Like, if I'm with you, I want to have sex as often as possible. And I...
Like, many times a day.
Well, it depends how together we are, but at least once a day. At least. And, like, I really masturbate a lot, especially lately.
How much?
A lot.
How much?
Every day, at least morning and night. Sometimes more.
And even if you're having sex also that day?
No, if I know I'm going to have sex that day, I hold off.
It's a lot.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm an addict. I think it's like some people drink. When I'm depressed, I've been depressed, so I do it more. I think it's normal, though. You don't? Do you masturbate when you're depressed? Do you get depressed?
I don't get that depressed, but I probably, if I'm like having long periods alone, I'd probably masturbate more.
Yeah.
When I don't want to do work, it's a good, quick distraction. It's an easy fix. It's like looking at Instagram likes. It's about the same feeling.
I guess that's it. I don't know. I don't go out much. I don't meet a lot of guys.
Oh, another deal breaker?
Yeah.
If somebody smells
masturbates
bad,
too much?
No, smells bad. It's immediate deal breaker.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But it happens a lot.
Really?
It's crazy. Girls, it happens sometimes.
How did you meet the girl you're dating now?
She was in the audience of my game show.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. I love your girl.
She's awesome.
She is so dope.
Yeah,
I think you got a winner.
Dope. Yeah, she's super
You got
dope.
A real winner.
She's
and she's super chill?
Dope. Super chill.
Okay, so here's the advice that you can give to the women that listen to this.
Yeah.
Is like, because I've known you a while, and you were single. I mean, you've been single mostly since I've met you.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, and kind of like, I feel like you're kind of a ladies' man. Like, I feel like you got a lot of action for a while. So what was different about this girl that made you be like, oh, shit. This one's a keeper.
She just like is super lovely and nice and sweet and genuine and honest. You can just tell she's very real and like very cool. Also, she's just like incredibly attractive to me. So my desire to like be with other people just drops almost to nothing because
wow.
She just like is what I want.
Aww.
So that's really nice. And we just have fun together, and it's, like, drama-free, and it's chill. So we hang out, and it's just, like, I always tell her, like, I always want her. She's always welcome to be around me because I like having her around.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Ben, you need to find me someone like you.
Right.
That's your job.
I have a twin brother.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Identical twin.
Is he single?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
What does he do?
He's a railroad operator. This whole thing is bullshit. That's not true.
Oh,
I don't have a twin brother.
I was like, what?
But I do love making people think I have a twin brother. It's one of my favorite things.
Fuck you. I got so excited about dating a railroad train operator, too. I was like, that's such a unique job. All right, fine. Well, listen, on that note.
Wait, is there no more questions on this list?
Well, I mean,
Give
the
me
other
one more.
Questions. I don't feel like the other questions are. All right, here's one. Wait, what is this one? Oh, does it turn you off when a girl talks like a dude?
Meaning what?
Well, like if a girl, I don't know, says fuck a lot, talks like a dude. That's the question. Does it turn you?
No.
Really?
I mean, I don't like if someone's like comes off in like a masculine way. That's not my thing. But
no.
If somebody cusses, I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
My girl's into sports way more than me, and it doesn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I thought I actually wouldn't like that, but like even the other day, like I had some friends over and we were like not sober at all, and then we all of a sudden wanted to play basketball in my front yard, so my basketball was flat, so I asked my assistant to go buy a basketball at Target, and we came back, and my girl had never played basketball, and we played 2-on-2 basketball, and like she was good.
That's
was
fun.
Like, it was cool. Like I didn't think it was a negative at all. I thought it was cool.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have one for you that I'll ask. This is out of my own question book.
Sure.
Do you think that it's rude to text back K?
Yes.
I do too.
100%. You have to at least go KK, which is like cuter.
Thank you.
Or what I do, it's my own one that I always do, and then people steal it and they make it their own, and it's fine. Coo.
Coo?
C-O-O.
I like that.
It's my favorite.
Use coo. That's good.
It's cool, but it's cooler than cool.
I got in an argument with a guy about K the other day.
Yeah, K's rude.
It's rude.
K's like, it sounds like you're mad.
That's what I said.
K.
Especially if I send you a whole sentence and you write back K.
K is not cool.
No. All right. Thank you. It was so funny. I was arguing with this guy about it, and he thought I was so wrong that I made a meme and put it on my Instagram, and I asked people, what does K mean? And then like 200 people were like, it means fuck you. It means go fuck yourself.
Yeah. K is not cool.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, yeah, for sure. Like,
don't text K.
No, I couldn't handle it. Even if it feels like a business transaction, like my assistant, I don't think would even ever text me K because
it's
that
rude.
Seems too cold. She always writes KK.
Thank you. All right.
And I write back coo.
I feel so much better.
Yeah.
I feel validated.
Okay.
Guys, listen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
I want
multiple
everyone,
times a day.
Well, you're welcome. Can't believe I gave that up on here. Jesus Christ. Guys, make sure you're watching Idiot Test on Game Show Network and
Wednesdays,
check out.
Wednesdays, 10, 9 Central.
Oh, I thought it was on like every day. I'm surprised it's not syndicated.
They do air it other days, but like the main night is Wednesdays, 10, 9 Central.
Good, good. And check out.
Oh, I have a brand new show debuting. When does this come out? Soon?
Well, yeah, next Friday.
Oh, okay. So I have a brand new show on Headline News on CNN's HLN network for the next 3 Saturdays called Aspirist. It's a like positive impact news show where we do stories that are uncovered in the news and with like a call to action at the end of each one. And I'm sure Headline News would be horrified that I talked about the things I talked about in this podcast. So please at least tune in. It's on noon every Saturday for the rest of the month. And what else? My podcast, Last Week on Earth. You can subscribe on Kevin Smith's Smodcast Network. I talk politics and world events and weird personal stories.
Yeah, and of course, your Showtime special, Neurotic Gangster.
Make sure
you guys check it out.
Yeah, that's all I need to plug. It's plenty.
I love it. Guys, follow Ben. It's at Ben Glebe. I will obviously post a photo of us so you can find him. And
stand-up dates coming to Seattle and San Francisco very soon. One night only each city.
Damn.
October 12th, San Fran. October 20th. Seattle.
Dude, you have to go see Ben. He's so fun. You're so
tickets at glebe.com.
My little sister actually saw you when you were in, I think you were in Florida with Chelsea like
yeah,
a year or two ago.
Yeah.
My little sister was like, oh my God, the guy that went on before her was so funny.
That's
she
cool.
loved you. Yeah. So make sure you guys check
Chelsea.
Out Ben. Oh, I bet.
Man, it's a fucking blast. Private jetting around the world, getting super drunk on a private jet.
It's a good time.
Having physical fights on the plane like I was Harrison Ford in Air Force One. Get off my plane. It's her plane, so I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Ben.
She made me. I had to tell you one more thing before we get.
Yeah.
This is very. It's a story. It's perfect for this podcast. I'm on the plane, private jet, flying back from I think it was Philly with Chelsea, and there's just 6 of us in the airplane and 2 pilots in the front, no cockpit door, and we're flying back. I'm really drunk on the plane. We're drinking heavily on the plane, and Chelsea randomly goes, Ben, see if the co-pilot will suck your dick. And so I'm like, excuse me. She's like, see if it'll suck your dick. And look, I don't want a man to suck my dick, so I wasn't into this proposition. But to indulge the moment, I went up to the pilots.
Oh, and, my God.
And I say to the co-pilot, I whisper, I'm like, hey, man, this is going to sound really crazy, but Chelsea said I should come over here and see if you'll suck my dick. Now, I don't want you to do that, of course, but it'd be really funny if you like mimed like you were sucking my dick, like bobbed your head up and down so it looked like you were sucking my dick. And he goes, I'm flying the plane. And I go, no, you're not. your buddy's flying the plane.
Shut up.
You're the co-pilot, bro. You're not doing shit right now.
No way.
And he's like, good point. And he starts bobbing his head up and down.
Oh, my God.
To pretend he's sucking my dick. And I'm sure everybody's in hysterics back there. I look back while it's happening, and no one's even fucking paying attention.
They didn't even
care.
They
moved on 2 minutes ago. They didn't give a shit.
You're like, I'm getting my dick fake sucked
fake
for nothing.
Sucked. Yeah.
Aww.
For nothing.
That's sad that no one saw
that beautiful
moment. I know,
but I get to tell
moment.
The story at least.
Jesus, that guy, what a great guy.
What a trooper.
Guy, right?
What a trooper.
Who does
and also,
that?
Like, probably shouldn't be a pilot.
Yeah, bro.
And then also he had a blood bag and he let me fuck him on the cockpit door.
Well, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
He deserved
He's
it.
A
he
winner.
Earned it.
Yeah. Guys, Penn, I love you.
I love you too,
You're
kiddo.
The best. Guys, thanks for listening. This has been Date Fails. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
That's hilarious.